Okay, so let's dive right in. Today, we're tackling information overload.
Okay.
You know that feeling? When you're digging through tons of files and folders just to find one little piece of info.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
like searching for a needle in a haystack.
It really is, and it's something that almost every institution is dealing with.
Right. And it keeps getting tougher as we create even more digital information.
Absolutely. And it's not just the amount of information. Think about how it's spread out across different platforms.
Different formats, too.
Exactly, like piecing together a puzzle, but some pieces are missing and others are in different languages.
And to complicate things even more, you've got staff and students constantly coming and going.
Yeah, and they all have their own ways of organizing and storing information.
So it's like everyone's speaking a different language when it comes to knowledge,
Yeah.
which brings us to the system we're looking at today, UAB Socrates.
Right.
Tell me, this is the key to unlocking all that knowledge.
You could say that UAB Socrates is all about cutting through the clutter and giving you the exact information you need right when you need it.
Okay, I'm interested, but let's break it down. How does it actually work in a real-world situation?
So let's say you need to find the protocol for handling a chemical spill in a lab.
Okay.
Instead of hunting through old manuals, you just ask UAB
Now,
Socrates.
this is where NLP comes in, right?
Exactly. Natural language processing means UAB Socrates understands what you mean, not just the words themselves.
So it's not just a fancy search bar. It actually gets me,
Precisely.
I think.
It's like having a personal assistant who has read every single document and can instantly tell you exactly what you need to know.
So no more frantic emails to find that one policy document.
You got it. And it gets even better. UAB Socrates isn't stuck on your computer.
There's an app. You know me, gotta have it on my phone.
Exactly. That's right. You can tap into all that knowledge wherever you are. Conferences, field visits, even just away from your desk.
Talk about convenient. But institutions are constantly changing. New research policies updates. How does UAB Socrates keep up?
That's where its adaptability comes in. UAB Socrates is built to grow and evolve with the institution.
So it's like a library that's constantly updating its collection. No more dusty old binders.
Exactly. And think about all that information that gets lost when people move on UAB Socrates. Holds on to it all, prevents us from having to reinvent the wheel every time.
It's like a safety net for important information.
Yay.
You know, it reminds me of this one time I spent days looking for a research protocol. The only person who knew where it was had retired. Nobody could figure out their filing system.
I can imagine how frustrating that was. That's exactly when UAB Socrates would have been a lifesaver. It gives you instant access to the right information, and it's always accurate.
Which is so important, especially in fields where even small mistakes can be huge.
Absolutely. Think about healthcare legal departments or even just making sure everyone's following safety procedures. No more guessing games. Everyone's on the same page with the most up-to-date information.
That's reassuring. But there's one more thing I find really interesting about UAB Socrates, this continuous improvement aspect. It's not just static, is it?
Not at all. Every time someone uses UAB Socrates, every search, every question, it learns and gets better.
So it's constantly refining and improving itself.
Exactly. It's like having a team of librarians working behind the scenes, making sure you can always find what you need. Only in this case, the librarians are really smart algorithms.
That's a great way to put it. It shows how UAB Socrates isn't just about finding information, it's about constantly learning and improving.
Exactly. For the individual and the entire institution.
It's really amazing how UAB Socrates is always learning and growing with its users.
Exactly. It's a
Yeah.
two-way street. But let's think about what this actually means for someone at your institution.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Right.
Imagine being a student trying to write a research paper with a deadline looming.
Right.
Instead of getting lost in a sea of search results, they could just ask UAB Socrates.
And get a curated list of the most relevant research papers, articles, even notes from their own professors.
No more slogging through outdated textbooks. That's really empowering students to tap into all that knowledge.
Absolutely. And it's not just students. Faculty can use it to find the latest research in their field. Administrators can pull up policy documents in meetings.
It's like giving everyone superpowers. Instant access to the information they need right when they need it.
Exactly. And that leads to better efficiency, better decisions, a smarter institution overall. You know, looking at all of this, it makes you think about the future of how we access information.
It really does. We've been talking about how UAB Socrates could change things within an institution, but could a system like this actually make knowledge accessible to everyone?
Now, that's an interesting thought. Imagine a global knowledge base where anyone could use something like UAB Socrates.
That would revolutionize education, speed up scientific discoveries, maybe even help us understand each other better.
It's incredible. And it all starts with systems like UAB Socrates pushing the limits and showing us what's possible, a future where knowledge is for everyone.
That's a great place to wrap up, I think, from information overload to a world of knowledge at our fingertips. We've covered how UAB Socrates isn't just about finding information, it's about empowering people and changing how institutions work.
It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It really has. It makes you realize we're not just in an information age, we're on the edge of something much bigger, and UAB Socrates is leading the way. So until next time, stay curious.